Okay, we're on the fourth hit on the base. Let's begin more. Let's go from the last narrow line. Tolerable. Maim tzlulin. Yoshev yeshev bohen ad savorei. First opinion says, if the water is clear, you can sit in the water until your neck, and then b'kayir, and then you recite Kriya Shema. The yesh ha'imrim, some say no. Oichron b'ragloi. You have to cloud the water. In other words, you have to stir up the water with your feet, and that way the water will become cloudy, and that way the erev is not visible to any of the buf. Says the Gemara of Tana Kama, what about according to the first opinion? The first opinion said you do not need to do that. Even if the water is perfectly clear, it's okay to recite Kriya Shema, Vahare Liboy Roya Eso Ervo. Says the Gemara, Kosova Liboy Roya Eso Ervo Muta. We've had this in the past. Not everybody agrees that Liboy Roya Eso Ervo is an issue. Fine. Says the Gemara, what about Vahare Akevoy? But his heel is definitely Roya Eso Ervo. Again, Kosova Akevoy Roya Eso Ervo Muta. So according to this opinion, it would seem to be that the only thing that concerns him is if his eyes can see the erva, but any part of the guf. Besides for that, no problem. Says the Gemara Itma, this is what we began yesterday. Akevoi roya esa erva muta. If his heel, his foot, can see the erva, then muta, it is permitted to say Kriya Shema. But negeya, what happens if it's not just in sight of the erva, it's actually touching the erva. As we mentioned yesterday, he's talking about, for example, where his legs are folded and he's sitting on his legs. So then Abaya Oma Osa and Rava Oma Muta. Rav Zavid Masni Lol Hosh Maitzahochi. Rav Zavid learned this machlokes the way that we just mentioned it now, i.e., that if the akiva is roya, it's okay. And when it comes to negeya, it's a machlokes. But actually, Rav Chinuna, breeder of Ikka, Masi Loch, Rav Chinuna had it a bit different. Negeya, to the contrary, divrei hakoil osa. Everybody holds that if the erva is actually in contact with the foot, then it's definitely osa. That's not the machlokes. The machlokes is with roya. But if it's roya, if the akevoi can see, then abaya oma asa, but rava oma muta. Why does rava say that it's muta? Says the Gemara, loy nitno toiro lemalache hashoris. What does that mean, loy nitno toiro lemalache hashoris? Literally translated, the Torah was not given to Malachim. So what is Rava saying? If the Erevah is actually touching the foot, don't say Kriya Shema. But if it's just in sight of the foot, then it's permitted because Loid nit not Torah l'malach ha'asharis. Now says Rashi, Loid nit not Torah l'malach ha'asharis. This is on the 1-2-3rd narrow line. Malachim do not have an erva. But al korcheinu, but against our wishes maybe, yesh lo erva, we do. And it's impossible to guard from this. In other words, it's impossible to protect from this. The Torah does not expect impossible things from human beings. The Torah was not given to angels, the Torah was given to human beings. This is a halachic principle which you find in many, many, many areas. I'll give you just one example, or maybe even two examples. When a woman has to go to Tovel in the mikveh, we know that she has to examine her guf very well to make sure that there's no chatzitza on the guf. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Hilchas Tvila talks about, Does she have to clean the inside, for example, of her nose? So clearly, if she has dirt inside her nose, which is protruding outwards, then very hard to say that she's not makbid about that. Of course she's makbid. She doesn't want to
walk around with dirt protruding from the nose? Says Rabbi Kveger, yes, clearly should be expected to clean that. Says Rabbi Kveger, does she now have to start digging up into the tunnel of the nose all the way deeper and deeper and deeper? Says Rabbi Kveger, no. Why not? Because loy nitno teira l'malachei hashoris. Because it's impossible. You cannot expect somebody to do something which is impossible. That's one example. I'll give you another example. The halacha is when a kohen gadol wears bigdei kohuna. Now, we're aware that part of the bigdei kohuna actually has shatnas in it, the belt. So how can the Kohen Gadol possibly wear shatnas? You're not allowed to wear shatnas. The answer is, but this is what the Torah has said. The Torah has made an exception to the rule. And a Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear shatnas as long as he is, various different opinions, but let's say according to one opinion, as long as he's still in the Beis HaMikdash. Once he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, then obviously he's got to take off those clothes straight away because he no longer has a heter to wear them. So what's the obvious question? When he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, how quickly can you expect him to change his clothes? It can't be done in a millisecond. It'll take him 10 seconds at least to take off his belt. So every Kohen Gadol is going to end up being over an Issa of Shatnas after he's left the Beis HaMikdash, however quickly he manages to change his clothes. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Torah is not given to Malachim. What do you expect from him? He's going to take it off as absolute quickest that he can, and that's clearly what the Torah wants. So here, this principle is being evoked over here as well. Rava says, you cannot possibly expect the Torah to outlaw saying Kriya Shema if the foot is able to see the erva. If it's touching, that's worse. But if it's merely in sight, it has to be mutwai, because lo yinit notayra malachi ashoris. What are you expecting him to do? That's a bit of a chidush, because in theory you could have turned around and said, listen, it's not who says it's impossible to avoid. It's impossible to avoid. But I'll kaponim, clearly that's what the Gemara is considering. The Gemara seems to consider this as impossible. And if it's impossible to avoid, so clearly it must be mutter. Says the Gemara in the final analysis, therefore we can clearly say, v'hilchasa, what is the halacha l'maisa? If you open Shulchan Aruch, this is what you'll see. Noigeya is asa, and roya is mutter. So that's it, halacha l'maisa. If somebody is in a situation where for some reason the foot is able to see the erva, then it's mutter to say Kriya Shema or say Dvarim Shebekedusha under those circumstances. But if the foot is actually in contact with the erva, then that's worse. Now, let's have a look at two Tosfosim, the top two Tosfosim. Says Tosfos, the Gemara asked a question. Do you remember the Gemara's question? V'harei liboy roya esa erva. The Gemara asked a question, what does it help to be sitting, according to one opinion, in clear water? And you're not telling me that he has to cloud the water. That was only one opinion, but not everybody agrees. So if you don't have to cloud the water, surely liboy roya esa erva. That was the Gemara's question, to which the Gemara answered, you're right, but this particular opinion holds that liboy roya esa erva is actually mutter and there's no problem at all. So says Tosfos, Pirush Ri, says the Ri, mid parech Gemara hachi, bepshitus. Because the Gemara asks this question with such pshitus, mashma de liboy roya esa erva asor. What does Tosfos mean? We all know, and we've already learned this, Mirab Rabbi say, we have already seen earlier on in the perek that liboy roya esa erva is a machlokes. Some say it's mutter, some say it's asa. So how can the Gemara ask, as if it's the most simple thing in the world, what's going on? Liboy raya soerva. Okay, it's a machlekes. So maybe this opinion holds that liboy raya soerva is mutter, which, by the way, is what the Gemara answers. So what was the big surprise? Says Tosas, if the Gemara asks it with such simplicity, it must be that's what we hold la halacha. We hold la halacha that liboy roya sa'erva is asa, and that's why the Gemara has every right to ask it as a question. I know it's a machlokas, but we paskin that it's asa. So I'd be very surprised if this particular opinion says it's mutter. The Gemara says, okay, well, life is full of surprises. He does hold its mutter. But at least we understand what the question is. Again, says Tosas, Pirish Ri, Mida Parech Gemara Hachi, because the Gemara asks this, Bepshitus, the Gemara asks it with such simplicity as if it's the most obvious thing in the world, Mashma, that it seems to be that the Libay Roya Sa'erva is Asa. Hello. The Rabbeinu Shemaya, Talmidoi Shel Rashi, Posak Katana Kama, Deliboy Roya Esoerva Muta. So says Tosas, we have a very interesting thing going on over here. On the one hand, Rabbeinu Shemaya, the Talmud of Rashi, Paskin, that Liboy Roya Esoerva is Muta. And yet, on the other hand, we seem to have a Gemara that indicates that essentially, unless I hear otherwise, Liboy Roya Sa'erva is in fact Asa, not like Rabbeinu Shemaya. Says Tosas in conclusion, Umiu Besomuch Mashma de Asur. Says Tosas, I'm sorry to tell you, if you look in the continuation of the Gemara seems to quite clearly indicate that Liboy Roya Sa'erva is Asa, not like Reb Shemaya. Why? What's the raya? The loy pligi hani amaroi, because these amaroi only argue elo ba'akevoi, underline roya esa erva. So what can you be medayek from there? If they're busy discussing whether akevoi roya esa erva is an issue, then surely we can be medayek avol beliboy roya esa erva, liboy underline. Kuloi Alma Moida the Asa. It would seem to be that everybody would agree that's Asa. If Liboy Roya Esaerva might be Mutter, then why are they busy discussing Akevoi? Everybody agrees Akevoi is less Chomor than Liboy. Says Tosas in the final conclusion, if the Gemara says that there's a discussion concerning Akevoi Roya Esaerva, and we can surely be medayek that liboy roya sa'erva, however, is definitely osa, and this is where we paskin, not like Reb Shemaya the Talmud of Rashi. Says Tosfos, ve'hilchasa noigeya akevoi osa. Remember we said before that if the akevoi is touching, if it's just seeing, it's okay, but if it's touching, it's osa. The timer. So what is the reason? Very important, Tosfos. What is the reason? Why, in fact, is akevoi noigeya be'erva a problem? Says Tosfos, de gozrinon, because it is a gezeira, noigeya akevoi, shemo yagia be'yodov, shemo yiga be'yodov. Tosfos is telling you a tremendous chidush, that essentially akevoi Noigeya be'erva should not be asa. Really, there should only be an issa if your yad is noigeya be'erva. So we make a gezeira one onto the other, because if the yad would be touching the erva, it would be problematic. So therefore, we make a gezeira. So too, if the akeva touches the erva as well. Okay, back into our Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, now a new Shaila. Again, it's all related to what we're discussing, but it's a new Shaila. Omar Rava Soya Ba'ashoshis. Now, this is an extremely relevant discussion. Negel alocha lemaisa. What does it mean, tsoya ba'ashoshes? We have surely discussed so many different scenarios. Tsoya that you can see, tsoya that you're within Dalad Amos, tsoya that is in a different reshus, tsoya that you can smell. This is now a new shayla. What happens if it's tsoya ba'ashoshes? What's ashoshes? Look at Rashi. Says Rashi ba'ashoshes, lantern melaz, kloima, mechitzas zechuchis. If there is a barrier made out of glass, which means you can still see it, but through the glass, oi klaf dak, what's klaf? You all know, like parchment, but if it's very, very thin, then it's see-through. Oi klaf dak, which is mafsik bentayim, which is serving as a barrier between him and the tsoya, but vehi niris, but it's still visible. The klaf is see-through, or so is the glass. So this is a new shayla that we haven't discussed. We're not talking about there's any issues of smell over here, otherwise it would be also for different reasons. But over here, the question is, you're sitting over here, there's a glass window, and there's tsoya on the other side. Can you say Krishma? This is very, very negeh halacha l'maisa. There you are sitting in shul, you sit by a window and you look out the window and you see there's a tsoya on the street, on the floor. Can I say Kriya Shema or not? So the Gemara says, tsoya ba'ashoshes, so we've defined ashoshes means this transparent barrier. Says the Gemara, muta likrois Kriya Shema kenegdo. And that is the halacha. You are allowed to say Kriya Shema, even though I can see the tsoya. Why is that? Let's carry on. Erevo ba'ashoshes, osur likrois Kriya Shema kenegdo. But if there's an erevo ba'ashoshes, meaning on the other side of the glass wall, you can see the erevo of somebody, then you cannot say Kriya Shema. Now this consolidates once again, maybe for the final time in this parak, the huge difference between the two subjects that we've been discussing now for a number of weeks. What are the two subjects that we have been discussing for a number of weeks? There is one issue of erva, where the Torah writes, v'loy yiroy b'cho ervas dovo. And then there's another issue of tsoya, where over there, it's not a question of lo yiroi b'cho ervas dovo. What is the issue? The issue is ohayo machanecho kodesh. Remember the pasuk says, the chisiso es tzeisecho, it has to be covered. Says the Gemara, now we understand the difference between tsoya ba'ashoshis and erva ba'ashoshis. What is the difference? Says the Gemara. Tsoya ba'ashoshes muta likreis kriya shema kenegdo. Do you know why when it comes to tsoya ba'ashoshes you're allowed to recite kriya shema in its presence? Because the tsoya bekisui talia milsa. When it comes to tsoya, it's all dependent on kisui. Is it covered or is it not covered? As Rashi points out to us, because it says in the Torah, the chisiso es tzeosecho. And if that's the question, then this is called covered. The issue is not whether you can see it or not. It doesn't say v'lo yiroi b'cho tsoya. V'lo yiroi b'cho is erbas dovo. But with regard, remember we quoted the pasuk in the previous Amud, somebody who's in the field, he's a soldier in the army, and he needs to relieve himself. It says he should go elsewhere, v'chisiso es tzeosecho, and cover it. So it's not a question of whether or not it's visible or not. Is it covered or not? Is there a barrier between you and the tzoya? Well, if that's the case, v'ho michsaya, and it is indeed covered. Yes, it's visible through the glass or through the cloth, but it's covered. And that's what it depends on. However, says the Gemara, Eruva Ba'ashashis is much worse. Why is that worse? Well, at least it's different. Osalik Kris Kriya Shema Keneg the Y. Veloy Yeirae underline. B'cho Eruvas Dova. There it's all dependent on not whether it's covered or whether it's not covered. That's not the issue. Rather, the issue is Yeirae. Says the Gemara, that means Omer Achmana, the Torah is telling you that what? It all depends on vision. Baha komischazia, and this is visible. How is it visible? Through the glass. So therefore, says the Gemara, it all depends which issa you're dealing with. If you're dealing with the issue of tsoya, there the issue is it covered or is it not covered? And in Tzoya Ba'ashoshis, it is covered. So therefore, you could say Krishma. Whereas in the case of Erev Ba'ashoshis, that's a different Issa. That's the Issa which depends on whether can you see it or not. And albeit that it's covered, but it is visible. And if you can see it, it's awesome. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya, Tzoya, Kol shehu mevatlo baroik. If you have tsoya, which you are mevatl with roik, what's roik? Saliva. Obviously, any other liquid, but even with saliva, if the saliva would be mevatl it, then it would no longer be an issue to say kriya shema kenegdo, because presumably the roik then now covers the tsoya, such that it's no longer visible. We'll see this more in a second. Omarava, but it's got to be uberoik avo. Yes, it's got to be in thick roik. If it is just thin, transparent roik, then we haven't achieved much. As we said before, it's got to be properly covered. When it comes to Erevo, that's a different issue of whether it's visible. But with regard to Tzoya, it's got to be covered. So if it's covered, if it's Ba'ashoshis in glass, but we just said that's a good enough cover. Here, even if it's Roik, as long as it's a thick Roik. Omar Rava, another halacha. Tzoya Beguma. What happens if there's Tzoya in a little ditch in the street, and you're standing there, you want to say Kriya Shema, Maniach Sandaloi Oleho. So just put your foot over the edge of this little guma, the Kore Kriya Shema, and you'd be allowed to recite Kriya Shema. Again, what's the explanation? Because now it's covered. Torah says, V'chisiso es tseyo secho, the tsoya has to be covered. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's covered with glass or with roik, or with his shoe, in any which way. Says the Gemara, one moment. Boi mar brad ravina, tsoya devuka besandaloi mai. What happens if the tsoya then becomes stuck to his shoe? Maybe that's worse. The Gemara says, take, who leaves it unanswered. In other words, it's all fine and well that you've covered the tsoya, how so, with your shoe, but maybe by virtue of the fact that it's now stuck to the shoe, maybe that's worse, maybe that's considered more of a bezoya, and you have literally tsoya stuck to you. And that the Gemara leaves unresolved. Omer Rav Yehuda, akum, orum, osur, likrois, kriya shema kenegdoi. What happens if you have a goy who's unclothed? You cannot say Kriya Shema in his presence. Says the Gemara, isn't that the most obvious thing in the world? My Iria Akum, why are you only discussing a goy? Afilu Yisrael Nami, even if it's a Jew who's unclothed, this is the subject we'll be learning now for a while. You cannot say Kriya Shema in the presence of an Erevo. So why are you discussing a goy and not a Yid? Says the Gemara, no, to the contrary. Yisrael pshitele dasa. A Yisrael, I didn't even need to mention that it's also to say Kriya Shema because it's obvious. That is a classic Erevo. Elo akum mitzricha le. I needed to make mention of the akum. I needed to be mechadish to you that even the erva of an akum, of a goy, is also problematic. Why would I have thought otherwise? Says the Gemara, mahu detema, I might have thought, ha yil viksiv behu, because it is written with regard to goyim. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Asher basar chamoirim basarom. It's referring to the goyim, and it compares their basar, their flesh, to that of a donkey. So you see that there's a reference, a comparison between goyim and an animal. Now, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema in the presence of an animal, even though the erva is not covered. So maybe the same would be true for a goy. Says the Gemara, Eima kachamoir ba'almahu. So maybe a goy would be considered like a mere animal. And in the same way as an animal, there is no problem of saying Kriya Shema in the presence of the animal's erva. Maybe by extension, there'd be no problem of saying Kriya Shema in the presence of the goy's erva. That's why the Braisa only made mention of the goy, not to teach you that a goy, you cannot say Kriya Shema in the presence of the erva, but a yid, you can. No, chas v'sholom, to the contrary. In the presence of the erva of a yid, it's poshut that you can't say Kriya Shema. A goy is not so poshut. I might have thought that it's mutter. Why? Because it's comparable to an animal. So why indeed is it osa? Says the Gemara in conclusion, komash malon. That's why we need to be taught the inhu nami ikru erva. That's why we need to be told that they too are goy also. It does have the alachic status of an erva. Yes, I understood why you thought otherwise, because at the end of the day, they're compared to an animal, but no, you're wrong. The erva of a goy is considered an erva. How do I know? Diksiv, the ervas avihem loiro'u. Where does it say that with regard to Noach? Noach clearly and obviously was not a Jew. The concept of a Jew didn't exist at the time. When he was unclothed at the time he became a shikar, what does the Torah write? It says, v'ervas aviyem loirohu. They did not see the erva of their father. So you see that how is that referred to? It is referred to as erva. So there you have it. Even a goy, that part of the guf is considered an erva. And that's what the Bryce says, teaching me that even though a goy is compared to an animal, but when it comes to an erva, his erva is exactly the same as anybody else's, and if you cannot say Kriya Shema in the presence of that erva. Maybe we should just say in conclusion, beautiful story. There was once a blood libel in Europe, unfortunately more than once, and the Lublina Rav, Rav Meir Shapiro, was asked to give evidence in court. This is the classic age-old accusation that Klal Yisrael were accused of slaughtering a young Christian child and putting his blood in the matzahs, and Rav Meir Shapiro came to the courthouse to defend Klal Yisrael. So the judge said, you are hereby accused of killing a Christian. And Rav Meir Shapiro said, I deny. We would never kill a goy. So the judge says, well, I don't believe it. I think you would kill a goy. Because in your Gemara, it says, Adam kiyomos ba'oihel. And the Gemara says, only a Jew is considered an Adam, but a non-Jew is not considered an Adam with regard to Ilfas Tumah. So how can you tell me that you wouldn't kill a non-Jew? I think you would. You clearly view non-Jews as non-humans. You only consider Jewish people as an Adam, as human, but non-Jews are not human beings, they're animals. So who's to say you wouldn't have killed a non-Jew? So on the spot, Rav Meir Shapiro gave a phenomenal answer. And he said, no, You don't understand what that Gemara means. It does not mean that a non-Jew is a non-human being and you can go around killing him. What it means is as follows. Adam means person. What is the plural of Adam? There is no plural. You can have the word, for example, ish, and the plural is anoshim. Or you can have the word gever. Gever means a man. The plural is gvarim. But Adam has no plural. Says Rav Meir Shapira, when you goyim hear of a tragedy that doesn't affect your immediate close loved ones, you couldn't care less. When you read your morning newspaper about a landslide in Botswana in which 700 people got killed, you move on to the next page, you couldn't care less. We Jews hear about a building that collapses in Miami and there's other Jews there, that affects us, we're concerned, it pains us. Because we are Adam in the singular without any plural. We are like one homogenous goof. And that's what it means that only the Jews are considered the Adam. All the Jews all around the world are considered to be one large goof and they feel each other's pain. You goyim cannot be considered Adam in the singular. But it does not mean that we are human beings and you are animals. That's not what that means. Al-Kaponim, that was Rav Meir Shapira's drasha in the Gemara. Okay, we have to hold it over here. As mentioned, Amitz Hashem, next week the plan is very much to continue down to the bottom of the Amud, to the next Amud, and to finish the parak by end of Zman Amitz Hashem. All the best.